Okay, today's daf was Pesachim daf Nun Dalid. So at the end of the previous daf, we had two versions of what Rabbi Yochanan held in terms of whether the bracha Barim Arayesh is ever said at a time other than Motzai Shabbos. Is it ever said, for instance, on Motzai Yom HaKippurim? So the Gemara starts with the Braisa that says explicitly, Ein Mevarchan Ala Ar Elu B'Motzai Shabbos. The Braisa has other details in it also, whether you should put the bracha Barim Arayesh always together with the other brachas of Avdallah Al HaKos, or it should just be said as soon as you see a fire. But the bottom line is, this Braisa does say that you only say it on Motzai Shabbos and not at any other time of the year. So that seems to be a very strong kasha on the shita that Rabbi Yochanan holds, that it can only be said, that it could even be said on Motzai Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a kasha at all. There are two different types of or. Kan ba'or shashavas, kan ba'or hayotzi min ha'etzin. If it was an or shashavas, it was an or that was around that whole Yom of Kedusha, that whole Yom HaKippurim, it was around during Yom Kippur and it was shavas, it was resting from Malacha on Yom Kippur, then you'd even make the bracha Motzai Yom HaKippurim. But if you just lit the fire after Yom Kippur was over, so then you don't make a bracha on such a fire. Only on Motzei Shabbos you make a bracha on such a fire, because that's the anniversary of when fire was created, which was Motzei Shabbos. So then the Gemara says, really, va'arba Motzei Shabbos ivri? We have a whole bunch of statements in Tanayim that attribute all sorts of different times to when Or was created. On Erev Shabbos, on the second day of creation, before creation. So the Gemara figures it out after a while, and when all the dust settles, it comes out that Chalala Kodem Shenivra Olam, the place, the space of Gehenim, but not the fire of Gehenim, was one of the seven things created before the world was created. Or Didei B'Sheni B'Shabbos, the fire of Gehenim, that was created on the second day of creation. Or Didon B'Machshava Alibaros B'Erev Shabbos, our or that we're used to, our fire, Hashem thought about creating regular fire during Bein Hashemoshes V'Erev Shabbos, but V'lo Nivrad Motzai Shabbos, it was only finally created on Motzai Shabbos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam the Chachma to take two rocks and rub them together, and similar to how he gave him the Chachma to take a horse and a donkey and to make a mule out of them. Before the Mishnah, the Gemara just gives three different lists. It lists 10 things that were created in Erev Shabbos during Bein Hashemoshes, and then adds another few things to that list. Second list are things that Shiva Dvar Mechusim Mibnei Adam, that are concealed from people, like what other people's thoughts are, when a person's going to die, major political events, and then it gives a list of Shlosh Dvarim Alu B'Machshav Libaros V'Yim Lo Alu Dinu She'alu, things that Hashem thought about creating, or at least should have thought about creating during the Sheshes Yimei Bereshis. And included in that list are that corpses should decompose, people should be able to forget the pain of losing a relative, grain should eventually rot so that people will be encouraged to want to sell the grain, and then we get to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, in terms of doing malacha and Tisha B'Av, you follow the minhag makom, but tamidei chacham b'teilim, talmid chacham certainly should not do malacha. But then there's one time that says lo niyasa d'matzma talmid chacham, everybody should act like a talmid chacham, and no one, ideally it's okay when it's not a violation of yuhara, which we're going to discuss in tomorrow's daf, for a person to act like a talmid chacham and refrain from malacha on Tisha B'Av. So Amar Shmuel ain't time to see B'Av alel Tisha B'Av. Shmuel says the only fast in Bavel that has all of the halachos of a Tainus Tzibur that they used to fast for rain, that we talk about in Maseches Tainus, is Tisha B'Av. So the first thing Gemara thinks that means that Shmuel holds that you have to fast even during Bein HaShemoshes, but it says no, maybe the Gemara says on Tainus for rain you don't have to fast during Bein HaShemoshes. So all he says is it has to live up to that standard, not more than that. When the Braisa contrasts Yom HaKippurim with Tisha B'Av by saying Zes Sveiko Aser, Zes Sveiko Mutter, there are two possibilities of what that means. It either means that Bein HaShemoshes were strict about a doubt about Tisha B'Av, about Yom Kippur, but not about Tisha B'Av, or it could be that Bein HaShemoshes, meaning it's a suffix on which day that we're going to be strict Yom Kippur, not Tisha B'Av, or in the Bein HaShemoshes we're going to be more strict Yom Kippur than by Tisha B'Av. Then we ended the shiur today with a statement of that the Gemara recorded that Tisha B'Av is Eino Ketainis Tzibur. So what in the world does that mean? Rabbi Yochanan says Tisha B'Av is not like Tainis Tzibur. We had five possibilities. It might mean that it's mutter to eat during Bein HaShemoshes of Tisha B'Av, and that way it's not like a Tainus Tzibur. It might mean that it's technically mutter to do work on Tisha B'Av, but the Gemara doesn't like that possibility because we already have our Mishnah that teaches that it's technically mutter to do work on Tisha B'Av. It's all totally on Minog, and even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said everybody can act like a Talmid Chacham and refrain from work, only meant that you're allowed to act like a Talmid Chacham and refrain from work, not that you have to, it's just that it's not Yuhara. Third possibility, maybe Rabbi Yochanan meant that there's no Tefilas Ni'il on Tisha B'Av. Fourth possibility, Rabbi Yochanan may have meant that we don't say 24 brachos in Shemona Esrei like you would at a time of Tzibur. And then the final possibility, maybe he meant that it's like the first set of fast for rain when it's mutter to eat at night. but it's that it's not rather like the first set of fasts for anyone's mutar at night, but rather like the later sets of fasts where it's asr during the night, even ben hashmashos. Then the daf concludes by asking how the Braisa can say that the only difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur is how to treat a case of safek, which implies that washing even a single finger is asr on Tisha B'Av, because it's just like Yom Kippur, considering that we have another Braisa that equates Tisha B'Av with the Tainus Tzibur, and you're allowed to wash Panav Yadav Raglav and the Tainus Tzibur. So which is it? You're allowed to wash a finger, you're not allowed to wash a finger. So the Gemara answers, Tana Kuli Kuli Katani. Whenever we contrast Tisha B'Av with something else, we're only trying to emphasize the kulas that Tisha B'Av has in contrast to the other thing that we're comparing it to. But in the Chinami, there are other differences also that don't make it onto those lists. Okay.